Grand Island Northwest winners over Adams Central tonight by a score of 68-36. Vikings leading at all four stops here tonight, 21-9 at the end of the first quarter, as they used a 16-0 run there late in the first quarter to propel them to the first quarter lead. Northwest leading at halftime 40-17, 59-25 after three quarters, and again Northwest winning tonight by a score of 68-36. So we're going to get an early start on things in boys high school basketball here tonight. Both teams are already on the floor going through their pregame workouts. Going to have a good matchup here tonight, or at least on paper, it looks like a good matchup tonight. Northwest coming in the seventh-ranked team in Class B. The Vikings are 11-1 on the season. The only loss for Grand Island Northwest so far this year was during the Northwest Holiday Basketball Tournament, where they lost to Beatrice in the championship game by a score of 45-42. Northwest is a team that is averaging 55.9 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 40.4 on the defensive end. Northwest already in town one time this week. They played Hastings St. Cecilia Tuesday night and beat the Hawks by the score of 51-43. Their leading scorers on the season, Alex Larson. Larson is averaging 10.5 points per ball game for Grand Island Northwest. Larson is a 6'2" and senior. He's also grabbing 5.3 rebounds per game. The other guy that Adams Central will be focused in on tonight will be Derek McNellis. McNellis scored 15 points against St. Cecilia on Tuesday. He is averaging 9 points and grabbing 4.5 rebounds per game. McNellis is a 6'4" junior. Other than that, they got a bunch of guys that's averaging 7, 8, 9 points per ball game, and some good size on the Viking squad here tonight. It'll be certainly a big test for Adams Central in the ball game here tonight. The Vikings averaging 55 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 40.4 on the defensive end. Northwest, a good shooting team, 56% from the field this year, 31% from three-point territory, and they knocked down 67% of their free throws. Adams Central, they are 12-0 in the season. Adams Central picking up a couple of wins last week as they won in action, one at home and one on the road. Adams Central beating Loup City here at home last week, 56-43. And then they went on the road on Saturday and beat St. Paul by a score of 58-44. The Patriots are averaging 54 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 35.2 on the defensive end. And the leading scorer for Adams Central this year has been Matt Brown. He is averaging 11.5 points per ball game. So that's the tail of the tape, so to speak, as we get set to go for the boys' contest here tonight between Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and chat with Adams Central head coach Zach Foster as we continue with high school basketball coverage on 1230 KHAS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood
is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Rivals Barn Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Barn Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back at the Patriots gym as we get sent for the boys' game here tonight between Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest. Great matchup tonight as Adams Central number 2 in Class C1. We see the 7th-ranked team in Class B in Grand Island Northwest. And, Coach, obviously, what are your bigger challenges this season here tonight?
Yeah, we looked at this in the preseason. We knew this was going to be a big game. They got some tremendous athletes, and we just think we match up almost perfectly with each other. They got big guys. We got some big guys. They got 2 great athletic guards. So do we. We both have about the same amount of depth, so we're really looking forward to a challenge tonight.
Northwest has had a matchup, advantage in a lot of their games. This might be the closest they've come to being maybe dead even here.
Yeah, I think so, and I really think the only difference when you look at it physically is not really length or athleticism or speed. It's just a little bit of muscle maybe inside. That Jesse's a big, strong kid for us, you know, and Matt and Mark are long and talented, but they're a little thinner guys, and they have some guys that are probably about 40, 50 pounds heavier than them. So it'll be interesting, you know, to kind of see how that goes.
A good matchup here in January, maybe like a postseason feel too tonight?
Yeah, definitely. You know, when you get to January, you expect games like this. If you want to be the best, you got to beat the best, and this is one of the best teams we're going to play all year, so I think our kids are really excited.
Obviously, not everything is thrown into this ball game. A win is an important thing for you, but just maybe a good measuring sort for you tonight?
I think so. I mean, I think you've got to look at it and think no matter what, you win, you lose, you got a lot of games left. This isn't going to make or break anybody's season for both of us. And it's a little different than the past few years where we've been in the same district a lot of times, and so we've seen them a couple times, seen them in the holiday tournament last year. So this is a one-and-done thing. I think both teams are really looking forward to it.
Wow, look at your schedule. You got Northwest, Donovan Trumbull, Grand Island Central Catholic, Hastings High. That's another reason you don't put too much stake in this one ball game. You've got 3 tough ones coming up.
Yeah, we talk about this all the time. You know, I think the best programs, the best teams, no matter what the sport, I think, look at it as a process. You hear Coach Pelini talk about that all the time in this state, you know, football, but it's a process that we better prepare the same way for this game that we're going to tomorrow that we did when we played Centura, played Wood River, you know, because the best teams, again, don't take anybody lightly, and they give everybody their best shot.
A couple of wins for you last week, a win over Loup City at home, 56-43, then went on the road on Saturday and beat St. Paul 58-44. Maybe you didn't play your best basketball last week, but you guys have found a way to win.
Yeah, I mean, again, our defense was not our best, was not our A game necessarily, but we did enough defensively to hold them down. You know, we think that if we can hold somebody below 45 points, we're going to win a lot of games. And even though we didn't play our best, like you say, we still did that. Offensively, we made enough plays to come out on top.
Defensively, what did you see last week?
Well, number one, I mean, Loup City really hurt us off the dribble, and so we really tried to focus on that in practice this week. Loup City out-rebounded us. We've only been out-rebounded twice. Wayne out-rebounded us, and then Loup City, so 2 games in a row. So we worked on our rebounding a little bit, worked on, you know, stopping the drive. Those are 2 things that we got exposed on a little bit last week, which I think our kids are upset about because they do take a lot of pride in our defense. And again, like you said, over and over again here, that tonight's going to be a big challenge because they want to drive the ball, and they got great rebounders. And so we're going to have to get a lot better than we were last week in those categories.
Let's talk about Northwest a little bit. Again, only 1 loss on the season. What impresses you most about this team?
Just athleticism. You know, I think Coach Rathke is a great coach. I've known him as long as I've coached. He's at Centura when I went to Donovan as Coach Rath's assistant, and he's always got his kids very well prepared. They're very disciplined. I think this team, as opposed to the last couple teams, Northwest has great chemistry, really have a great feel. I think they really care about each other, and you can see it when they play. They have a good flow. So there's so many things you could talk about with their guys. And like I said, they're really similar to us athletically. They share the ball. They run. So I love watching them if they're not playing us.
They're a very similar team to you, too, because they rely on their defense. They give up only 40 points per ball game.
Right, and that's why, you know, everybody I've talked to is just really curious about how this is going to go tonight because we're so similar in so many ways. And last year when we played them at the Minden Holiday Tournament, we really hurt them with our 1-2-2 trap. And I talked to Ryan about it, and he put it in that next day at practice. And then they started running it. And now watching the JV game here is kind of crazy because both teams are running the exact same stuff, and it's kind of fun to watch.
So the element of surprise, is it gone tonight? Or Coach Rathke, he's always been known to maybe pull something out of his hat.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got some things back in his back pocket. But for the most part, I think we know what they're going to do, and they know what we're going to do, and it's going to come down to execution. We talked to the kids when we played Wayne that when you play the best teams, there's not going to be huge physical advantages. That's why you're good if you're one of the good teams. It's going to come down to execution and the little things.
Northwest has looks like 5 to 7 guys that are pretty good, pretty consistent scorers. No outstanding guy with big, gaudy numbers on this basketball team.
Well, again, another similarity to us. We have a lot of guys. We've had 8 different guys hit threes. We've had 6 different guys score at least 12 points in a game, and that's about exactly what you see out of their guys. I mean, Larson and Waters are both good guards that could easily get 15 on a night. They easily could have 2 on a night. It just depends on who's got the hot hand for them. And then they got three or four big guys that can do different things. The McNellis kid is a horse. I watched him against St. Cecilia the other night, and he had 14 or 15 and really hurt St. inside. So we're going to have our hands full.
What's this game going to come down to?
I think the biggest thing is defensive backboard and transition offense. We talked about in our scouting report which team gets more easy offense. And we look at easy offense as, you know, transition baskets, offensive rebounds, and free throws. I think when you look at those three categories, the winner is going to have the advantage in those three categories.
You're a team that always likes to push the basketball. Is this a team that we can do that with tonight?
We're going to try. I mean, I don't know. I think we can, but I think they're looking at us and they're thinking the same thing. I think both teams are going to want to run, and so it'll be interesting again. I mean, you go into these games and you have all these ideas about how it could go. It's going to be interesting to see how the tempo flows in the game.
All right, good luck to that.
Thank you.
Zach Foster, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. We'll check the starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up. Adams Central and Northwest tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
Hastings College basketball coverage continues this week on 1230 KHAS.
The Hastings College basketball teams return home on Sunday afternoon to face Dakota Wesleyan. The Tigers beat the Bronco women 75-53 earlier this year at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. They beat the Bronco men 91-79. I'm Mike Rowe on the play-by-play. Coverage begins Sunday afternoon at 1:45 on 1230 KHAS.
It's Hastings College basketball on your home for Bronco sports, 1230 KHAS.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Patriots Gym as we get sent for a good one here tonight on the boys' side of things. The 7th-ranked team in Class B, the Northwest Vikings, once beaten on the season, getting set to take on the 2nd-ranked Adams Central Patriots in Class C1. The Patriots are sitting at 12 wins, no losses on the season. Earlier tonight in the girls' ball game, it was Grand Island Northwest destroying Adams Central by a score of 68-36. Leading scorers in the ball game, you had Mackenzie Brown scoring 16 points for Grand Island Northwest. Katie Blocky had 15. And Kennedy Keezer, she scores 10 points for GI Northwest. Nobody in double figures for Adams Central. Their leading scorer was Jackie Fowler. She scores 8 points in the ball game. So the Patriots, their two-game winning streak is over. Adams Central is now 5-8 in the season. They will play at Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night. Meanwhile, Grand Island Northwest, they improved to 12 wins and one loss. This is the only game of the week for Northwest for the weekend. They did beat St. Cecilia earlier in the week, but they do not have a game tomorrow. They'll get set to take on the Hastings High Tigers next Friday night up in Grand Island at the Rosencrantz Gym. Hastings High is playing McCook tonight up at the Tiger Gym. And at halftime of the girls' ball game, it's McCook out on top of Hastings High by a score of 34-17. McCook 34, Hastings High girls 17. That game is at halftime over the Tiger Gym. Hastings currently 0-10 on the season. So as we take a look at this ball game here tonight, Adams Central again averaging 54 points per ball game on offense, giving up just 35.2 on the defense end. They have really hung their hat on their defense this year, giving up 35 points per ball game. They're giving up a 31% shooting from the field. Adams Central giving up 23% three-point shooting. They're out-rebounding their opposition by 8, 35-27. And the Patriots are lighting them up from the outside as well. They're averaging 54 points per ball game on offense, hitting 43% of their field goal tries so far this year, 28% from three-point territory and 55% from the free throw line. 13 turnovers per ball game for Adams Central. They force 16 on the other end. So it's Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest getting set to do battle here tonight. The Northwest Vikings and their head coach Ryan Rathke Their record, again, at 11 wins and one loss on the season. Ryan Rathke spent a long, long time at Centura High School before moving on several years ago to take over the reins at Grand Island Northwest, and he has really built a good basketball program there for GI Northwest. So Hastings, Adams Central, and Grand Island Northwest going through their finishing touches and their pregame workouts here tonight. Again, the only other schools in action tonight as far as the Hastings schools are concerned, that's Hastings High. The girls, again, are losing at halftime up at the Tiger Gym, 35-17. And the Hastings High boys, they will be in action later on tonight. We'll hopefully get you some scores throughout the ball game coming up here in this contest tonight. So we've got the starting lineups and a whole lot more as we get ready for boys high school basketball action. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain it, knowing our community and knowing our customers. It's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here at the Patriots Gym at Adams Central as we get set for the boys game here tonight. The girls game in the books earlier tonight. A quick one. Northwest knocking off Adams Central by a score of 68-36 in the ball game here tonight. Another sports activity going on our network of stations tonight. We've got USHL hockey that is currently underway on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Fargo Force playing the Tri-City Storm tonight at the Vero Event Center in Kearney. The faceoff has just occurred there in Kearney. Also, we've got a boys-girls basketball doubleheader on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR tonight featuring Shelton and Ravenna. Tomorrow, we're going to have high school basketball on Classic Hits again with Kearney Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia. They'll play afternoon games tomorrow, 2:20 for the pregame show, 2:30 for the girls' game, 4:15 for the boys, as Kearney Catholic will take on Hastings St. Cecilia tomorrow afternoon on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. So they're finally set for the boys' contest here tonight. Adams Central going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue and the red. Grand Island Northwest going to be dressed in their black uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the gold here tonight. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest tonight, they will go with Alec Waters. Waters is a 5'10" senior who is averaging 6 points and 1.3 rebounds per game. Alex Larson is a 6'2" senior. Larson is averaging 10.5 points and 5.3 rebounds per game. Zach Rose is a 6'4" senior. Rose is averaging 8.9 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. Derek McNellis is a 6'4" junior. McNellis is averaging 9.1 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. And then Trevor Kraft is the other starter for the Vikings, a 6'3" senior. Kraft is averaging 6.4 points and 3.5 rebounds per ball game. The Vikings averaging 55.9 points per ball game on offense, giving up just 40.4 on the defensive end. The Vikings 11-1 on the season. For the Patriots of Adams Central tonight, they will go with Jake Fowler, one of the guard positions. Fowler, a 5'10" and senior, he is averaging 7.6 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. Tyler Kierkegaard will get a start tonight for AC, a 6'3" and senior. Kierkegaard is averaging 7 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. Blake Overmiller is a 6'3" and senior. Overmiller averaging 9.4 points and 5.8 rebounds per game. Jesse Ackerman is 6'3" and senior. Ackerman is averaging 4.3 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. And Matt Brown, a 6'3" and senior. Brown is averaging 11.5 points and 7.3 rebounds per game. The Patriots are averaging 54 points per ball game on offense, giving up 35.2 on the defensive end. Your starting lineups have been brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So we're sneaking up on the tip-off of the ball game here tonight between the second-ranked team in Class C1, the Adams Central Patriots, and the number 7-ranked team in Class B, the Northwest Vikings, right now the playing of the national anthem. So a great crowd on hand here tonight at the Patriots gym. This ought to be a fun one here tonight. The Patriots undefeated on the season, 12-0. They went during the holidays up to the Northeastern Nebraska, Great Nebraska Shootout. And the Patriots came away with the championship there. And now they're seeing a real big test here in the month of January against the Class B opponent in Grand Island Northwest here tonight. Northwest getting their final instructions from their head coach, Ryan Rapke. Here they come out. In the past, Adams Central has played Grand Island Northwest a couple of times during the season. They played them in the Minden Holiday Tournament. Then they were matched up with Northwest in the same district when Adams Central was Class B. Now with the Patriots playing in Class C1, this will be the first and only meeting of the season between Northwest and the Adams Central Patriots. Ball is in the air, and it'll be Northwest controlling the opening tip. Vikings will shoot to our basket to our left here tonight. As you heard head coach Zach Foster, these teams are very similar to one another. There's a three-pointer off the bat. It's up and in by Zach Rose. Rose off of the left side scores there. And it gets the Northwest Vikings out on top by a score of 3-0, just 15 seconds into the ball game. Here's a pass going to be deflected away from Matt Brown. It's picked up by Northwest. So Adams Central turns the ball over on their opening possession. Bounce pass inside is going to be deflected away from Trevor Kraft, and the ball is recovered here by Adams Central. So each team with an early turnover here in the ball game. Adams Central has got the ball now back in their offensive zone as Jake Fowler has got it. Fowler goes over to Overmiller, down top of the key. Driving down the lane is going to be Brown. He gets it away to Kierkegaard. His shot in the lane from 10 feet away, no good. Rebound comes down to Ackerman. He is hit on the play. The ball goes out of bounds. That's going to be Adams Central ball. Last touchdown there by the Vikings. 3-0 is the score. Northwest on a three-pointer to start off the ball game by Zach Rose. Adams Central inbound, baseline right side into his own basket. Taylor Kierkegaard will get things in to Jake Fowler down in their corner. Fowler holds it out on top now. Three-point territory. That's a Blake Overmiller. Runs it over there to a Fowler on the wing on the left side. Northwest is in the man-to-man defense. Overmiller, top of the key, comes over here to Matt Brown. Brown holds it. Now top of the key to Blake Overmiller. His pass is deflected and is brought down here by Northwest. Second turnover on Adams Central. Vikings come back the other way. Here's Waters for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Down for the rebound. Grabbed in the lane there by Ackerman. Ackerman gets it away. Now to Jake Fowler. Jake brings it into the offensive zone here on the dribble. Drives it down the lane. To the basket he goes. His shot is no good. Rebound Overmiller. Gets it back out to Fowler in the corner. Now on the wing. That's a Matt Brown with the ball. His pass is going to be kicked out of bounds. Waters getting his hands on it and his knees on it there for Northwest. Kicking the ball out of bounds. 6.5 minutes to play. AC has went the first 90 seconds without scoring. 3-0 is the score. There's a bounce pass in the lane, deflected away from Ackerman. Another turnover on AC. Here comes the Vikings back the other way. Waters has got it. Penetrates to the basket. His shot good and he's fouled. Alec Waters gets the field goal and he is fouled in the play. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play now. For the Vikings, it's a 5-0 ball game in favor of GI Northwest. The foul here will go on Adams Central, and going to the free throw line will be Waters. The foul goes on Matt Brown. That's going to be his first. Waters to the stripe. It's up there. It's good. 6-0 is the score. GI Northwest out to an early lead here over Adams Central. We have not yet played 2 minutes in the ball game. Pressure now by the Vikings here in backcourt. AC gets the ball in the offensive zone. Now Brown has got it here on the near side. Drives the ball down to the baseline. Goes for the hole and shot no good. But he was fouled in the play from behind. Derek McNellis picks up the personal foul for Northwest. That's going to be his first and the first team foul on the Vikings. Going to the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Matt Brown. Brown just a 54% foul shooter in the season. Adams Central is a team hitting 55% of their charity tosses so far this year. Brown will toe the mark. His shot is up there and the shot good. First point of the ball game there for Adams Central. It is now a 6-1 ball game. Head of the contest now for Northwest will be Casey Dahlketter. He is averaging 4.8 points per ball game. He is a big boy. Here's the next shot by Brown up there. It's good. Adams Central is on the board. 6-2 is the score now with 6:04 to play. A couple of free throws there by the Patriots. Get him on the scoreboard. So Adams Central will drop back now. Pick up the Vikings as they bring it into the offensive zone. Alex Larson brings it across the midcourt stripe here for the Vikings. Larson's going to drive the ball against Overmiller. Comes back out into three-point territory. Alex Larson dribbling to the ball out here near the 10-second line. Larson goes on the wing. On the right side, that's Zach Rose. Double team. Takes it down on the baseline now to Larson. He's open for the shot. He misses it from 10 feet away. Rebound comes down to Jake Fowler down the near sideline to Overmiller. Drives it into the paint. Stops there. Shovels the ball away. Driving for the hole. It's going to be Mark Brown. He loses control of the ball, but it'll be knocked out of his hands out of bounds. That's going to be Adams Central playing it in. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket, 5:31 to play here in the first quarter. 6-2 is the score. Northwest has got the lead. They will play things into Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard lobs it back in. Here's a turnaround jumper. Matt Brown is up and in. Matt Brown left side of the lane. He scores. And the Patriots are back to within 2-6-4. Early in the ball game. Here's Alex Larson with the ball now for Northwest. Dribbling out there against Overmiller. Gets away. Larson takes the ball in the paint. His pass can be deflected. It comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be a turnover on Northwest. Larson took the ball in the lane, kind of left his feet there. Larson had nowhere to go. He had to get rid of the ball, and it goes trickling over here to the nearest side. It goes out of bounds right in front of Adams Central head coach Zach Foster. Into the ball game is going to be Ackerman now for Adams Central as he gets a quick breather. Back in there now for the Patriots. Matt Brown will check out. Patriots now with a chance to pull even here with a two-point field goal. They can take the lead with a three ball as we have hit the five-minute mark here in the first quarter. Jake Fowler with the ball on the wing. Lobs it inside. Overmiller grabs it. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled. Blake Overmiller gets the field goal for Adams Central, and he is fouled in the play. And Overmiller will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play to take the lead here. Personal foul is whistled on Alex Larson. That's going to be his first and second team foul on the Vikings. Into the ball game now is going to be Alec Waters. Checking out is going to be Larson. So Blake Overmiller, a 48% foul shooter in the season, will go to the free throw line now. Well, the Patriots, his shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. So we're tied up now at 6 points apiece. Northwest scores the first six. Adams Central comes back with 6 points of their own. Alec Waters with the ball now for Northwest. Trying to drive it down the left side of the lane. Gives it away now to Kyle Bachman, who's into the ball game. Back to the wing on the right side. That's Rose with the ball. Now to Waters, top of the key. Entry pass to get it inside to Kraft. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ackerman. Ackerman grabs the rebound. Jesse gets it away here to Overmiller. And he will bring the ball into the offensive zone. With 4.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. We're tied up at 6 points apiece. Overmiller hands it away. Now to Tyler Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard comes out to Fowler. Fowler works here against the Bachman. Gives it away now to Ackerman in three-point territory. Ackerman going to drive the ball inside. Jesse loses control of the ball. Picks it up on the baseline. He's double-teamed. Ackerman looking to get rid of it. He does. Ball deflected away from Overmiller. Into the backcourt. Picked up by Northwest. Driving as Rose. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's found in the play. Zach Rose gets the loose ball, and he takes it to the hole and scores In addition to that, he's fouled into play here by Tyler Kierkegaard. So the fourth turnover on Adams Central here in the first quarter. Rose gets the field goal and one as he will go to the free throw line here for Grand Island Northwest. Rose is 75% foul shooter on the season. Garrett Kemp comes into the ball game now for the Vikings. He is averaging 4.5 points per ball game. Rose to the stripe. His shot is up there. It is good. So a three-point play. And now it's a 9-6 ball game. Adams Central is down by 3 points. Patriots have the ball. Jake Fowler, he comes into the offensive zone, and he's going to be fouling the play here. Riding him down the sideline was Kyle Bachman. He picks up the foul. First one on Bachman. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Vikings here in the first quarter. Adams Central will play things in. High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Just by the 4 minute mark here in the first quarter. 9-6 to score. Vikings have the lead. Now it looks like Northwest is going to go to a 3-2 zone defense. A 3-2 zone as Fowler brings the ball over to the right side of the floor, directing some traffic out here. Fowler looks, brings it to Kierkegaard, back out to Fowler. Fowler moves it across the top, now to Matt Brown, brings it back to Fowler. Fowler looking to penetrate, takes it to the wing on the left side. Skip pass comes over here to Kierkegaard for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound chased down by Brown on the baseline. Nice save to Fowler. Now to Overmiller. Ball poked away, picked up there by Ackerman. Gets it back out to Fowler. And now Jake will bring it back out into three-point territory to try to attack this 3-2 zone. There's a Jake Fowler down in the baseline. Driving is going to be Brown. His shot out of the window, no good. Ball lost out of bounds. Northwest ball. So the Patriots looked a little confused there as they tried to attack the zone defense for the first time here tonight. Alex Larson comes back in. Here comes Derek McNellis back in there now for head coach Ryan Rapke and the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. 9-6 is the score. Northwest with a three-point lead. Vikings have the ball. Alex Larson brings it across the midcourt stripe here for Northwest. Adams Central in a man-to-man defense. Overmiller will pick him up. There's Rose, top of the key. Double team down the wing. Rose gets it away. That's Larson out there. Larson dribbling with the ball in the deep wing. Down to McNellis, top of the key. Left side to Waters. Waters holds it back outside in 3 points here. It's way to Larson. Alex Larson holds the ball. Down the wing again to Waters. Entry pass to get it inside to Kemp. He turns around and he loses the ball. And he's trying to take it down to the baseline. He loses the ball out of bounds. Northwest turns it over for the third time here in the first quarter. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Derek Schutt. Schutt comes in there as 6 foot senior as he replaces Tyler Kierkegaard. And now head coach Zach Foster of Adams Central wants to call a timeout. Timeout Patriots, 2 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Northwest 9, Adams Central 6.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight from the Patriots gym at Adams Central. 2:37 to play here in the first quarter. Great crowd on hand here tonight. Adams Central 12-0 in the season, watching Grand Island Northwest 11-1. Adams Central has got the ball. They're trying to attack this zone defense again as Northwest stays with that 3-2. Outside is Jake Fowler. Entry pass to get it inside to Matt Brown. Going for the hole. Shot is up and in. Matt Brown gets his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points. And the Patriots now within one, 9-8 here in the first quarter. Northwest has got the ball. Here's a Garrett Kemp with the ball. Out here in three-point territory as he gets out near the 10-second line to Larson. Adams Central stays with a man-to-man defense here. There's Austin Hervronic with the ball now. Moves it down low on the block to the right side. Back out to Hervronic. Over here on the wing on the left side to Alex Larson. Alec Waters with the ball now to the wing on the right side to Hervronic as he holds it. Out to Larson, top of the key, near sideline, out of Waters, picked up there by Jake Fowler. Entry pass to get it inside there to McNellis. His shot is up there, it's good. Derek McNellis scores falling down in the paint. That's his first field goal. There's a long pass down and four. It's going to be intercepted. Patriots turn it away. So it's an 11-8 ball game. Northwest with a ball and a three-point lead. Alec Waters, free throw line extended left side, leaves it out on top now. That's Hebronic with the ball. Over on the wing on the right side to Larson. as he holds it there against Blake Overmiller. Puts it on the floor and dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Out to Alec Waters. Waters now to Larson. Larson picked up by Overmiller near the 10-second line. Behind the screen, Waters takes it down the right side of the lane. Down in the corner, Hrvonik. Her shot for three, no good. Rebound comes down to Brown. Brown has got it for Adams Central. Now to Jake Fowler. Hustles into the forecourt with a minute to play here in the first quarter. Fowler drives into the hole, and the ball is poked away, but a foul is called. The foul here will go on Waters. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number four on Northwest here in the first quarter. We're down to a minute to play in the opening period. 11-8 is the score. Northwest with the lead. Coming back into the ball game now will be Rose, and coming out is going to be Hrvonik. Adams Central plays things in. Kierkegaard back in there. He'll play it in to Overmiller. Overmiller in the corner. Now he puts it on the floor, and Blake dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Northwest back to the man-to-man defense. Blake Overmiller with the ball out here in three-point territory. Working out there against Alec Waters. Now moves it over to Brown on the wing on the left side. Matt Brown thought about the three, drives the ball inside, a big collision, and a foul is going to be called, a blocking foul. A blocking foul on the Vikings as Matt Brown took the ball in the hole. Alex Larson picks up his second personal foul for Northwest, and going to the free throw line will be Matt Brown. Brown has already got 6 points in the ball game, 6 out of the 8. For Adams Central here in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. His shot is up there, that one won't go. Too strong. Brown will have one more. 40.2 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Grand Island Northwest out on top of Adams Central tonight by a score of 11-8. Matt Brown will have one more here for the Patriots as he dribbles and sets at the free throw line. His shot is up there. That one is perfect. Matt Brown knocks one down, and the Patriots are back to within two. It's 11-9. So 11-9, the Vikings have the early lead, and now Northwest has the basketball. They will walk things up again. These are two teams that like to get up and down the floor, but Northwest walking the ball up this possession. McNellis has got it here on the near sideline. Goes down to Rose as Northwest works against Adams Central in the half court. Alex Larson here on the near side. Larson goes over to McNellis again. Now to Larson again. Out here in 3 points here. That's right. We'll see if they play for the final shot. They probably will. We're down to 14 seconds to go. Larson dribbling the ball against Overmiller at the top of the key. Sends it down in the corner. There's a shot by Rose. Good. Three-pointer. Zach Rose hits his second tray in this first quarter. Here's a pass to the mid-court stripe. It's picked up here, but time runs out. Picked up there by Mark Brown of Adams Central. We got a clean look at the basket from the free throw line. The time expires. The shot went awry anyway, and that's the end of the first quarter. So one quarter in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. Grand Island Northwest has jumped out on top of Adams Central after one. It's Northwest 14, Adams Central 9.
Hastings College basketball coverage continues this week on 1230 KHAS.
The Hastings College basketball teams return home on Sunday afternoon to face Dakota Wesleyan. The Tigers beat the Bronco women 75-53 earlier this year at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. They beat the Bronco men 91-79. I'm Mike Rowe on the play-by-play. Coverage begins Sunday afternoon at 1:45 on 1230 KHAS.
It's Hastings College basketball on your home for Bronco sports, 1230 KHAS.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings. 1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight from the Patriots Gym at Adams Central. Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest. The Vikings have the lead after the opening period, 14-9. Adams Central, the opening possession here, the second quarter, bombs away from the corner. Kierkegaard for three, yes. Tyler Kierkegaard throws up a three ball from the deep left corner. It's 14-12 now. Northwest with a two-point lead. Driving the ball is going to be Kraft. Moves the ball to Rose here on the near side, a three-pointer, good. Zach Rose nails another three ball. He's got 12 points already here in this first half of play. Rose is a guy who's been averaging only 8.9 in the season. And it is now a 17-12 ball game in favor of Grand Island Northwest here in this contest. Here's Adams Central with the ball. Brown has got it. Gets it out to Ackerman. Down in the corner again to Brown. His long-range jumper is going to be no good. And the rebound on the weak side there by Alex Larson. So a five-point lead here for Northwest. And the Vikings have the ball. Here's Rose again here on the near side. Rose, he's got the hot hand. He throws it out here to Waters, top of the key. He throws the ball away. Turnover number four in the ball game for GI Northwest. Zach Rose has thrown up three three-pointers already in the ball game. He's got a two-point field goal, and he's also one out of one from the free throw line. The guy who had just 4 points against St. Cecilia the other night. There's a shot by Matt Brown in the lane that's going to be good. Brown has got 9 points himself for the Patriots. 17-14. Adams Central trailing by 3 points. Here's Rose at the top of the key. Rose goes over on the wing on the right side now to Larson. Back out to the top of the circle. That's McNellis with the ball. Lobs it down low to Kraft. He works inside. His shot up for Brown is going to be no good. Foul called. And Brown picks up the personal foul for EC. That's his second. In the first quarter, Adams Central hit 3 out of 9 field goals, 33%. Grand Island Northwest was 5 out of 9 for 56%. Adams Central did not throw up a three-pointer in the first quarter. Meanwhile, Northwest was 2 out of 4 as a free throw was missed by Trevor Kraft. He'll have one more. The rebounds, Adams Central had 8 in the first quarter. Northwest had just 1. Adams Central had 5 turnovers in the first quarter compared to 3 for Grand Island Northwest. The Vikings came up with 5 steals in the first quarter. Adams Central had just 1. 17-14. Patriots down by 3. Shot from the free throw line by Kraft is up and in. So Kraft hits 1 out of 2. And the Vikings lead is now 4 points at 18-14. We're in the second quarter, 6 minutes and 23 seconds to play. Adams Central walks the ball up again. And here's Northwest back to that 3-2 zone defense here. As the Patriots play catch with it out here in the 3-point territory, Overmiller now dribbling with the ball as he looks for some instruction here from Zach Foster. Takes the ball in the paint, spins, puts up a shot left-handed, no good. He draws a personal foul. Overmiller took it right to the hole there for AC, and a personal foul is going to be called, I think, on Larson again. Larson's going to pick up his second personal foul. Going to the free throw line for Adams Central will be Blake Overmiller. Overmiller with 3 points in the ball game tonight. 0 of 1 from the free throw line. He'll have 2 shots here. His first one is up and in. Adams Central is a team hitting 55% of their foul shots. Overmiller now 1 out of 2 from the free throw line here in this ball game. 18-15. The Vikings with a 3-point lead. Overmiller sets. Next shot is up there. That one is perfect. 18-16. Adams Central down by 2. And the Vikings will come back with the basketball. Here's Alex Larson. Larson back into the offensive zone. Stops with his dribble out here. Comes over to Waters. Now in the high post. They get it to Kraft. Kraft at the free throw line. Out to Waters. Fakes the three. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Contact made again. And another foul is going to be called. This one will go on Mark Brown of Adams Central. That's going to be the first foul on Brown. Team foul number 4 on the Patriots. And going to the free throw line for Grand Island Northwest is going to be Alec Waters. Waters has got 3 points in the ball game. His first shot is up there. It's good. Waters now 2 out of 2 from the line tonight. He's a 74% foul shooter in the season. Northwest is a team hitting 67% of their foul shots. 19-16. Vikings with a 3-point lead. Next shot by Waters is in the air. That one is good. Belly rattles the net. 20-16. The Vikings maintaining a 4-point lead. Northwest led 14-9 after the first quarter. Here's Jake Fowler with the ball. Walks it up again. Goes over to Overmiller on the deep wing left side to Fowler for 3. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kraft. Trevor Kraft. Bounce pass to the far sideline. Alex Larson. Larson brings it up. Now to Kraft. Top of the circle. Left side to Waters. Alec Waters holds it out on top again. That's Rose. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Throws it to Waters. Drives the baseline. Puts up a shot. No good. Ball being tapped around. Goes to the corner. Is picked up here by Adams Central. Mark Brown has got it. Now to Fowler. He runs her back the other way. Fowler into the offensive zone. Inside the free throw circle. Hands it away now to Overmiller. Overmiller, two-handed pass down to Kierkegaard. Into Ackerman. He's double-teamed. Ackerman comes over here to Mark Brown. He drives the ball to the baseline. Hops in the lane. His shot is up there and in. Nice move to the basket by Mark Brown. That's his first field goal of the ball game. The Patriots back to within 2 points now. 20-18. Trevor Kraft with the ball. That is Zach Rose. Rose out on top to Waters. He fakes the three again. Throws it to Larson on the far sideline. Alex Larson dribbles once. Bounce pass inside to Trevor Kraft. Back out to Larson. Here's a skip pass over the head of McNellis out of bounds. McNellis on the low block left side. They threw it over his head out of bounds. Turnover number 5 on GI Northwest. And now Adams Central has got the ball, trailing by 2 points. Adams Central will bring it back up. Here's Kyle Bachman back into the ball game now for GI Northwest, replacing Larson. Also coming in is going to be Sam Lindblad for Adams Central. Lindblad sees his first playing time of the night. He's a 6'6" junior, averaging 3.4 points and 2.9 rebounds per game as the Patriots get a little muscle in there. 4.5 minutes to play here in the first half. It's 20-18. Grand Island Northwest with a 2-point lead over the Patriots. There's Tyler Kierkegaard with the ball. Kierkegaard down to Jake Fowler on the deep wing right side. Northwest is still in that zone defense. Back outside to Blake Overmiller. Adams Central has not looked real comfortable here against this zone. Here's Fowler with the ball, and they get it inside to Overmiller. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is lost on the baseline. It's picked up by Lindblad. Long pass back out to the 10-second line. Kierkegaard down in the corner. Brown for three. His shot's going to be partially deflected, and the ball is brought down here by Zach Rosé. Rosé gets it away to Waters. Hustles into the forecourt. Waters drives between a couple of defenders. Bounce pass to Kraft. He goes up with a shot good. Trevor Kraft just to the left side of the basket. He scores. That's his first field goal. He's got 3 points. Northwest now leading by 4, 22-18. 3:35 to play here in the second quarter. Overmiller at the top of the key. Goes over to Jake Fowler, deep wing. Kierkegaard down in the corner. Now to Fowler again. On the wing, down to Kierkegaard in the corner. Comes out on top. That's going to be Mark Brown. Now to Fowler. Not about the three. Entry pass to get it inside to Overmiller. Bounce pass down in the corner. Kierkegaard back to Overmiller. Shot in there left-handed. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Rosé. Right in front of the hole. Overmiller misses it. Back the other way. It's going to be Kraft. He drives the shot. It's going to be blocked out of bounds by Jake Fowler. Fowler gets a block there on the attempted field goal from Trevor Kraft. So Northwest will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 3:07 to play here in quarter number two. 22-18. Adams Central trailing. There's a shot from the deep right corner by Bachman. Three-pointer, yes. Kyle Bachman nails the three-pointer from the deep right corner for Northwest. That's his first field goal of the ball game, and now the Vikings have opened up a 25-18 lead. And now Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. The Vikings have a 7-point lead. It's raining three balls here for the Vikings here tonight. 2:53 to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Northwest 25, Adams Central 18.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Varinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Grand Island Northwest won the girls' ball game earlier tonight. It was not a contest. Northwest winning over the Patriots by the score of 68-36. Vikings now 12-1 on the season. The Patriots dropped to 5-8. Adams Central will play at Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night. McCook has beaten Hastings High tonight in girls' play 62-35. The Tigers are now 0-11. 2:52 to play here in the first half. Adams Central is trailing Grand Island Northwest by a score of 25-18. There's an entry pass there by Kierkegaard. It's going to be deflected. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be, Adams Central ball. Well, ricocheting off of a Northwest defender. So Adams Central plays things in here on the near sideline. Blake Overmiller has got it as he gets it into Jake Fowler. Back outside the ring now to Kierkegaard. Here's a Fowler again. Deep wing on the right side. Northwest looks like they're going back to their man-to-man defense now. 2.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Adams Central trying to attack. Here's Fowler. Hops in the lane. His shot from the free throw line is good. But wait a minute. They're going to wave this one off. Fowler gets the field goal to go down, but he's fouled into play before the shot. It's going to go on Kyle Bachman. Bachman picks up his second, so the field goal does not count. Fowler will go to the free throw line for a 1-1 situation. And the shot is up there. The shot is good by Fowler. He's a 60% foul shooter in the season. Fowler knocks one home. Down 25-19. Adams Central is trailing in the ballgame. Next time, Fowler is up and in, so he cans a couple of free throws. 25-20. Northwest will come back the other direction now. Adams Central will attack right here at the midcourt stripe. A 1-2-2 half-court press. Bounce pass comes inside to Kep. Throws it to the near sideline to Bachman. Cranks up a three. His shot is up there. No good. And a rebound comes down to Adams Central. That is Fowler with the ball. Running back the other way. 3-on-3. Free throw line jumper. Off of the right side. No good. Rebound AC. Follow shot up there. No good by Brown. And the rebound comes down to Northwest. Northwest nearly travels with the ball. Here's a long pass down the floor. It's going to be over the head of Bachman out of bounds. Kyle Bachman can't control the pass there. Goes sailing over his head out of bounds. That's going to be six turnovers on Northwest. Waters comes back into the ball game now. And coming out is going to be Alex Larson. 25-20 is the score. A minute and 59 seconds to play here in quarter number two from the Patriots gym tonight. Adams Central with a chance to slice into the lead right here as Fowler will walk the ball up here for Adams Central. Walks it across the midcourt stripe. Runs the offense now over Miller. The Fowler on the wing on the left side. Top of the key, Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Bounce pass goes inside to Mark Brown. Spins. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Kemp. Garrett Kemp with the ball for Grand Island Northwest. Gets it now in the hands of Waters. And we got a timeout here from Grand Island Northwest. Ryan Rapke wants to call a timeout. A minute and 37 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Northwest 25, Adams Central 20.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at the Patriots gym. Adams Central working on a drought here. They haven't hit a field goal since the 6:08 mark of the second quarter. We're down to 1:37, so nearly 5 minutes of the second quarter without scoring a field goal for Adams Central. 25-20, the Patriots still within 5 points, though. There's Kraft with the ball in the wing on the right side. Double team gets the ball away to Larson. Larson is double team, gets it away to Waters over here on the right side. Now to Larson again. His pass is going to be deflected and intercepted. Seventh turnover on Northwest. Adams Central with the ball. There's a Jake Fowler with it now. Patriots are down by 5 points. They've went 5 minutes now without hitting a field goal. We're approaching the one-minute mark. There's Overmiller with the ball out here in three-point territory. Looks like Northwest has gone back to this zone defense again. Adams Central is going to have to find some kind of a solution to attack this thing. Jake Fowler comes across the top now to Matt Brown. About 25 feet away from the basket, Tyler Kierkegaard has got the ball. Kierkegaard holds it now at 49 seconds to play in the second quarter. Over Miller down to Brown in the corner. Skip pass comes out on top to Fowler. Fowler turning around looking for some instruction now from head coach Zach Foster. He dribbles at the near sideline, and AC probably going for the final shot. Now we're down to 35 seconds to play. Fowler's just dribbling to the ball here right in front of the scorer's table. Grand Island Northwest content with letting Adams Central run out the clock here. In the second quarter, we're down to 20 seconds to go now as Jake Fowler is just dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory right in front of the scorer's table. Fowler looking at the zone defense of Grand Island Northwest. The Vikings are staying put. They're not going to come out of that thing. Down to 10 seconds to go. Here's Fowler, moves it to the top of the key, throws up a tray. It's shot good. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 2 seconds, 1 second, a shot from half court. It's good. It is good. A three-pointer thrown up there from half court by Alec Waters. It goes straight through the hole for Grand Island Northwest. Nothing but net. Waters throws it up from half court right down through the hole. And that's the way the first half ends here at the Patriots gym. We're at halftime. Grand Island Northwest, on the strength of that three-pointer, will have a five-point lead at halftime. Wow. Grand Island Northwest leads it at the break to score the Vikings 28. Adams Central 23. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Hastings College basketball coverage continues this week on 1230 KHAS.
The Hastings College basketball teams return home on Sunday afternoon to face Dakota Wesleyan. The Tigers beat the Bronco women 75-53 earlier this year at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. They beat the Bronco men 91-79. I'm Mike Rowe on the play-by-play. Coverage begins Sunday afternoon at 1:45 on 1230 KHAS.
It's Hastings College basketball on your home for Bronco sports, 1230 KHAS.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more on their brand new website at hastingsbroncos.com. Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest going toe-to-toe here tonight in boys high school basketball. Northwest has got the lead here at halftime by the score of 28-23. The Vikings scored the first 6 points of the ball game. Adams Central came back to score six straight points. We were tied up at 6 points apiece. Northwest then went ahead 9-6. It was 9-8, and at the end of the first quarter, Northwest led by the score of 11-9. Northwest was able to jump out to a 7-point lead in the second half as Adams Central had a tough time attacking that zone defense of Northwest. In fact, they went over 5 minutes without hitting a field goal in the second quarter. Northwest opened up a 25-18 lead. Adams Central came back to within 25-23. And then the half-court shot right there at the buzzer by Alec Waters gave Grand Island Northwest the 5-point advantage here at halftime at 28-23. But everything that we expected here tonight, kind of a slow-down affair. I expected this thing to be an up-tempo style of game, but not the way the two teams are playing tonight. A slow-down affair. And Grand Island Northwest has got the 5-point lead over Adams Central at a break. The score is 28-23. Scoring in the ball game for Grand Island Northwest, you had Zach Rose leading the way. He has got 3 three-pointers so far in the ball game. He's got a 2-point field goal, and he has 1 out of 1 from the free-throw line. So Rose is already in double figures. He has got 12 points. Rose came in averaging only 8.9 points per ball game, but he got the job done in the first couple of quarters here. He's got 12 points at halftime for the Vikings. Other scores, Alec Waters, he has knocked down a 3 and a 2. He's also hit 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. He has got 8 points. The other scores, Trevor Kraft has got a field goal, and he has 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has got 3 points. Kyle Bachman has knocked down a 3-pointer here in the first half for his only score of the ball game. And Derek McNellis, he has got a field goal and 2 points for Grand Island Northwest. The Vikings have been to the free throw line 6 times, and they have converted on 5 of those here in the first 2 quarters. Adams Central, they are 7 out of 9 from the free throw line in the first half. They're being led so far by Matt Brown. Brown has got 3 field goals, and he is 3 out of 4 from the line for 9 points. Jake Fowler has got a 3-pointer, and he's got 2 free throws and 2 attempts. He's got 5 points. Blake Overmiller has got a field goal, and he has 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. He's got 4 points. Tyler Kierkegaard has got a field goal for 3 points. And Mark Brown, he's got a field goal for 2. So it's Grand Island Northwest with a lead over Adams Central tonight at halftime. The Vikings 28, Adams Central 23. You're listening to High School Basketball Tonight on 1230 KHIS.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Patriots gym at halftime here tonight. Adams Central is trailing Grand Island Northwest by a score of 28-23. Checking the shooting numbers in the first half. Adams Central is hitting only 35% from the field. They are 7 out of 20. Grand Island Northwest, meanwhile, 10 out of 16 for 63%. On three-pointers, the Patriots just 2 out of 5 for 40%. Grand Island Northwest, 5 out of 8 for 63%. Free throws again. Adams Central is 7 out of 9 for 78%. Grand Island Northwest, 5 out of 6 for 83%. Rebounds right now. Adams Central has got 12. Grand Island Northwest has got 6. The Patriots out rebounding Northwest on the offensive end, 7 to nothing. Adams Central has got 5 turnovers officially in the ball game tonight. Meanwhile, Grand Island Northwest has got 7 turnovers. The Patriots have 2 steals and 1 block shot. Grand Island Northwest has 5 steals and 2 block shots. They're going to score at halftime 28-23. Grand Island Northwest with a lead over Adams Central. In the girls' ball game earlier tonight, it was Northwest beating Adams Central by a score of 68-36. Vikings used a 16-0 run in the first quarter of play to jump out to a 21-9 first quarter advantage. The Vikings kept the pressure on as they outscored Adams Central 19-8 in the second quarter. They led Adams Central 40-17 at halftime. It was 59-25 after three. Again, the Vikings win it tonight on the girls' side, 68-36. The Patriots are now 5-8 on the season. They will play at Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night. Grand Island Northwest, the third-ranked team in Class B. They improved to 12 wins and 1 loss, and the Vikings will play host to the Hastings High Tigers next Friday night. One of the games going on in the city of Hastings tonight, the Hastings High Tigers girls basketball team lost to McCook up at the Tiger Gym. Final score is 62-35, so the Tigers are now 0-11 on the season. The Hastings High boys playing McCook right now as action continues to unfold up at the Tiger Gym. We've got the second half coming up. The score here at Adams Central High School tonight is Grand Island Northwest 28, Adams Central 23. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here for the second half. Adams Central trailing in the ball game. The score is 28-23. The Patriots undefeated on the season at 12-0, but they're trailing Grand Island Northwest here as we start the third quarter. Now Adams Central starts off the third quarter with a zone defense. They get a turnover here. Diving for the loose ball down there was Matt Brown, and immediately Zach Foster jumps up off of the bench and calls a timeout to save the possession. So Northwest turns the ball over on their opening possession of the third quarter. Adams Central goes to a zone defense themselves. They had crossed up Ryan Rathke and the Vikings here to start this second half of play. They get the turnover. We'll just keep it right here. This will be a short timeout, 7:24 remaining in the third quarter. Adams Central trailing by 5 points. Again, the leading scorers in the first half, Zach Rose, 3 3-pointers for Grand Island Northwest. Ends up with 12 points in the first half of play. Matt Brown, he had 9 points to lead the Adams Central Chargers. So Northwest turns the ball over on their opening possession of the third quarter. Now the Patriots have a chance to slice into the lead right here. AC will shoot to our basket to our left here in the second half. This is Blake Overmiller with the ball. Goes over to Fowler on the wing on the right side. Fowler out to Matt Brown, 35 feet away from the basket. Goes over here to Tyler Kierkegaard. Down to Fowler again. Fowler moves it over to Matt Brown on the wing on the right side. Matt holds the ball here. Top of the key, now to Jake Fowler. On the wing left side to Tyler Kierkegaard. A man knocked down there. That's Overmiller, but no foul called. Overmiller goes sliding out of bounds in the seat of his pants. Now he's got the ball out here in 3 points territory. Entry pass to Matt Brown. Spins toward the baseline. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Trevor Kraft for Grand Island Northwest. Ahead, they get the ball to Alec Waters. Waters now to Larson. They get it over there to Kraft. He drives inside. Knocks down a man. Dishes off to Rose. His shot from 10 is no good from the baseline. And the rebound comes down to Ackerman for Adams Central. Back the other way, Overmiller. His pass is going to be deflected, and the ball is brought down here by Larson. The ball is loose, and it's picked up by Rose. Rose has got it for Northwest. Top of the key, Larson for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Overmiller of Adams Central. Overmiller gets the ball ahead. Jake Fowler down the left sideline. Fowler dribbling inside. Jump pass back out on top. Kierkegaard takes the ball down to paint. Scoop shot is up there. It won't go. And the rebound comes down to Trevor Kraft. Outlet pass to the near sideline to Larson. Larson brings it up against Overmiller. 6:07 to play here in the third quarter. It's still a 28-23 ball game. Vikings have the lead. Waters, top of the key, throws the ball out of bounds. Way over the head of Derek McNellis down there underneath the basket. A turnover on the Vikings. That's their ninth of the ball game. And now the Patriots will come back the other direction. Again, they walk the ball up the floor here. This is uncharacteristic of the Adams Central offense as Jake Fowler brings the ball up the floor here for the Patriots. Comes over to Blake Overmiller, dribbles behind his back at the top of the key. His floater in the lane is going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Overmiller down there, fighting for that loose ball down there with Zach Rose. So Northwest will come back the other direction. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 5:35 to play here in the third quarter. Still 28-23. Nobody has scored yet here in the third. Here's Zach Rose with the ball. The Kraft, his pass is going to be kicked there. Kicked by Ackerman right at the free throw line. And Northwest will play it in. Earlier tonight, McCook beat Hastings High in girls play, 62-35. Grand Island Northwest over Adams Central tonight, 68-36. 28-23 here. The Patriots trailing Grand Island Northwest. Northwest with the ball. It's a pass is going to be intercepted. Fowler has got it. He drives, shoots, and scores. Fowler got the interception on the pass and took his distance and scores. That's Northwest with 10 turnovers now in the ball game. Fowler's got 7 points, 28-25. The Patriots back within three. AC attacking out here in 3 point territory. Kraft, here's a pass down low and a shot all alone as McNellis is up and in. Derek McNellis all alone down there, left side of the basket. No one around for the Patriot D. And Derek McNellis gets his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4, 30-25 now. Patriots are down by 5 points. Jake Fowler with the ball now to Overmiller. On the deep wing, left side, comes out here to Matt Brown. Brown holds the ball as Northwest is in a man-to-man defense. Over to Kierkegaard on the wing on the right side. Top of the key now to Fowler. Two-handed pass comes over here to Overmiller. Down on the left side to Brown, down on the baseline, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Derek McNellis. That's going to be his second foul. So two fouls on McNellis. That's going to be team foul number one on the Vikings here in the third quarter of play. Tyler Kierkegaard will inbound the ball. Kierkegaard gets it in now to Jake Fowler down here in the corner. Sends it back out on top to Matt Brown, top of the key. Brown dribbles to the free throw line, backs up, spins, puts up a shot. No good, but he's fouled the play there by McNellis again. Derek Mendalis picks up his second and third fouls here in the third quarter. This will be a shooting foul as Matt Brown will toe the mark here for the Patriots. 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the third quarter. Northwest is leading Grand Island, or Northwest is leading Adams Central by a score of 30-25. Shot from the free throw line by Brown is no good. He is now 3 of 5 from the stripe. He has got 9 points in the ballgame for Adams Central. Kierkegaard checks out. Derek Schutt comes back into the ballgame now for AC. There's the next shot by Brown. It's up there. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Northwest. McDonald's gets the board. Now to Waters. Waters crosses her back the other way. A pass on the wing is going to be intercepted. Tipped by Schutt. He gets the ball now to Fowler. He pulls up, shoots a 10-footer. His shot no good. Rebound over Miller. His shot no good. The ball tapped around. McNellis grabs it. AC with a golden opportunity right there. They couldn't convert right in front of the basket. Now Northwest wants to call a timeout. Ryan Rathke wants to talk things over here. 4 minutes to play in quarter number three. We'll take a break with a score. Grand Island Northwest 30, Adams Central 25.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight at the Patriots Gym. It was 28-23 in favor of Northwest at halftime. It's now 30-25 in favor of the Vikings. Northwest will get it here. Alex Larson will bring things up for Grand Island Northwest as he brings it into the offensive zone now against Overmiller. Down in the corner is Zach Rose. Back out on top to Larson. His shot is up there. No good. Crashing the boards. Coming out of there with the ball is going to be Overmiller of Adams Central. Overmiller runs her back the other way. Gets the ball ahead. Now to Brown to Overmiller. Down the lane. His shot is up there and in. Overmiller gets it on the feed from Matt Brown. And the Patriots are back to within 3 points. It's 30-27. Larson with the ball. Now to a Bachman who's into the ball game. Works it back inside to Kraft. And a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Adams Central as Kraft was posted up on the right side of the block down here low. And a foul is going to be called on Adams Central's Matt Brown. That's going to be his third. So Brown now with three personal fouls. He will check out. Ackerman is back in there. Rose has got the ball now for Grand Island Northwest down in the corner to Larson. Larson brings it back out to Rose. Adams Central in a man-to-man defense. Zach Rose. Over here on the wing on the right side. Now to Kyle Bachman, top of the key. We get it to a dog cutter. Now left side, a three-pointer put up there by Rose. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Derek Schuck of Adams Central. Gets it away to Fowler. He drives the ball to the baseline. He stops there. Fowler comes out to Overmiller, top of the circle. Blake Overmiller holds the ball here. Northwest is in a man-to-man defense. We're under 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. It's 30-27. Northwest has got the lead. Derek Schuck, his bounce pass intercepted. Adams Central turns it away for the seventh time as they tried to pound the ball inside. Seventh turnover on AC. Northwest has got the ball in a three-point lead, 30-27. Larson has got it now in the wing to Bachman. Bachman holds the ball there against Fowler. Dribbles once, comes out in the three-point territory to Rose. Now to Larson. Bounce pass inside, taken away from Trevor Kraft, and now we got a foul called. Northwest turns the ball away as they try to pound her inside. Overmiller got the interception, and he was fouled in the play here. The personal is going to be whistled here on Trevor Kraft. That's going to be his second. Team foul number three on the Vikings here in this third quarter of play. We're down to 2 minutes and 27 seconds to play. And Adams Central just walks the ball up the floor here. 30-27. The Patriots down by 3 points. Overmiller down in the corner. The Schuck, his three-pointer, is blocked out of bounds. Elevating and knocking the ball out of bounds was Zach Rose. Adams Central playing things in deep in the right corner. Blake Overmiller gets it in. Now to Fowler. Fakes the three. Dribbles into the paint. Puts up a little short jumper. It's going to be off of the left side. No good. Rebound AC. Ackerman gets it back out here to Schuck. Moves it down in the baseline to Overmiller. Drives. His pass across the lane to Ackerman. On the right side is going to be deflected away. Ackerman grabs the ball. Gets it back out here. Driving is Mark Brown. He's going to be called for the steps. Brown had it at the top of the key. He's going to drive it down the right side of the lane. Did not get the ball down in time. And a traveling violation on the Patriots. It's like follow the bouncing ball here. Under 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. It's now 30-27. Grand Island Northwest with the lead over Adams Central. Zach Rose, deep wing, bounce pass, left side of the lane. Bachman moves it down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper put up there in. Dahlkutter scoring there for Northwest. That's his first field goal of the ball game. Knocks her down just inside the three-point arc. On the baseline, left side, 32-27. Northwest with the lead. There's Mark Brown with the ball. Hops to the left side of the lane. Gives it up now to Blake Overmiller. Overmiller puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Comes across the top now to Fowler as he holds the ball. Ackerman on the wing on the right side. Ackerman goes backdoor cut. They throw it over the head of Overmiller out of bounds. Eight turnovers now at Adams Central. Here comes Lindblad back into the ball game for AC. Also checking in is going to be Kierkegaard. Coming out is going to be Shuck and also Ackerman. 1:19 to play here in the third quarter. Grand Island Northwest continues to lead Adams Central tonight by a score of 32-27. Zach Rose with the ball. Now to Garrett Kep over on the far sideline. He brings it out here to Bachman out near the 10-second line. Here's Rose with the ball. Rose off to Larson down in the corner. They get it to Bachman inside all alone. Zach Rose, and he lays her in. Zach Rose to the basket all alone. He's got 14 points in the ball game. And now Northwest has opened up a 7-point lead over Adams Central. It is 34-27. Overmiller comes over here to Fowler. Fowler, free throw line extended left side, takes it to the free throw line. Double team gets away to Overmiller, drives toward the basket, and a foul is called. Overmiller is fouled into play. It's going to go on Northwest. It's going to go on Rose. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Vikings. Adams Central will play things in. Baseline right side, underneath their own basket. Overmiller gets it into Kierkegaard on the baseline. Fowler, Kierkegaard down in the corner. Bounce pass inside. Intercepted. Intercepted by Larson. Larson runs her back the other way. Two on three. Short jumper in the lane. Good. Alex Larson gets his first field goal of the ball game. Northwest has opened up a 9-point lead over Adams Central, their biggest lead of the ball game now, with 22 seconds to play in the third quarter. Adams Central comes back into their offensive zone. Looks like they're going to play for one, but Overmiller cranks up a three and hits it. Overmiller throws up a three-pointer from just to the left of the lane. He scores. Here comes Northwest back. Here's an interception now. Overmiller gets the steal, gets the ball ahead, and he throws the ball away. Lindblad was coming back the other way, two on one. Overmiller got the steal there and then turns the ball away himself, and the Patriots cannot get that final shot away. So a turnover on Adams Central. We head to the fourth and final quarter. Adams Central is trailing by 6 points in the ball game. Three quarters in the books. Northwest 36, Adams Central 30.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Rivals Barn Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Barn Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we head to the fourth and final quarter here tonight. Adams Central is trailing Grand Island Northwest by a score of 36-30. Not a whole lot of scoring there in quarter number three. Each team very deliberate on offense here tonight. Now the Patriots find themselves down by 6 points as we head to the fourth and final quarter. Adams Central with the ball to begin the quarter. Kierkegaard outside to Brown, top of the key. Brown goes over to Jake Fowler. Fowler calling the play out here. Northwest is in a man-to-man defense. Fowler goes over on the wing on the right side to Matt Brown. Dribbles once. Matt reverses the ball, gets it out to Fowler. Now left side. Kierkegaard has got the ball. He holds it there against Zach Rose. Out to Fowler, top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside. Ackerman grabs it, shoots and scores. Jesse Ackerman scores on the assist from Jake Fowler, and the Patriots are back within 4 points. 36-32. 7.5 to play in regulation. Waters with the ball. Out on top down to Rose. Right side to Larson. Larson puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here into three-point territory. Waters, now to Rose. On the deep wing left side. The Patriots are in the man-to-man defense. Out on top now to Trevor Kraft. Left side, Waters. Waters, dribble penetration. His shot from 10 is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Rebound, Overmiller. Blake Overmiller runs her back the other way. Now for the Patriots into the offensive zone. Adams Central is down by 4 points, 36-32. 6:49 to play in the ball game. There's Matt Brown. Deep wing on the left side. Brown holds it out on top now to Overmiller. Overmiller with the ball high above his head over here on the left side is going to be Fowler. Fowler looking inside to block. Nothing there. Overmiller top of the three. Three ball up there. No good. Rebound. Brown had it. He lost it out of bounds. It's going to be Northwest ball. So Adams Central throwing up a three from the top of the key that would not go. Brown had his hands on the ball for a rebound but lost it. So Northwest will come back now. The Vikings have a four-point lead, 36-32. There's Alec Waters with the ball now on the wing on the left side to McNellis. Out to Rose. Rose has got just 2 points here in the second half after scoring 12 in the first half for the Vikings. Skip pass comes over here to Waters on the right side. Out on top again is going to be Larson. Larson backs her on out. Adams Central looks like a man-to-man defense here. A loose man-to-man as Larson's out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass over to Rose. Top of the key now, McNellis over on the left side to Waters. Moves it down in the corner to Larson. Entry passing it inside to Kraft. He kicks her back out here. Bounce pass comes back inside to Kraft. He goes for the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. He gets the personal foul on Overmiller as Blake knocks him into the arm. It's the first foul on Blake Overmiller here in the ball game. That's going to be team foul number one on the Patriots here in the second half, but this will be a shooting foul here. And going to the free throw line for Grand Island Northwest is going to be Derek McNellis. McNellis to the line. His shot is up there. He throws up an air ball. For the free throw line, Derek McNellis throws up an air ball for the strike. They'll have another shot here. Now the student body section will get all over him there. 36-32, a four-point lead. Shot is up there. It's good. So he hits one out of two from the free throw line. An air ball and a perfect free throw. And again, Northwest has got a seven-point lead again. 37-32. The biggest lead of the ball game has been 9 points. Adams Central has got the ball. Here's Fowler just to the left of the lane. Comes out here now to Kierkegaard, top of the key. Ball high above his head. Over to Overmiller on the wing. Now Kierkegaard again. Over to Fowler on the left wing. Fowler holds the ball. Overmiller, top of the key. Overmiller backs her back out. Overmiller out near the 10-second line. Zach Foster calls the play here from the near sideline. On the move is going to be Overmiller. Gets the ball down in the hands of Fowler. Dribbles to the top of the key. Fakes the three. Goes to the far sideline. That's going to be Kierkegaard out to Fowler. Shot the three. Good. Fowler looked at it for a long time. He's left open out there. Several feet beyond the three-point circle. He nails the three ball. 37-35 now. Driving the ball to the basket there is going to be Waters. He's fouling the play. So Adams Central is back within 2 points on a three-pointer by Fowler with 4:53 to play. The personal foul is going to be whistled here on Adams Central. It's going to go on Fowler. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Patriots. Non-shooting situation. Northwest will play things in. Out here to Alec Waters. Top of the key. Moves it over to Larson. His three ball. It's off of the mark. No good. Long rebound. Overmiller grabs it. He's knocked down in the play and a foul is called. Derek McNellis picks up the personal foul here in backcourt. That's going to be team foul number five on the Vikings here in the second half of play, and that's going to be the fourth foul on Derek McNellis. Grand Island Northwest, after three quarters, hitting 61% of their field goal tries so far tonight. 14 out of 23. Adams Central just 11 out of 31 for 35%. So the Vikings with 23 shots compared to 31 for Adams Central, but the Vikings making the most of those 23 shots, nailing 14 of them. And right now the Vikings have the lead, 37-35. Adams Central can pull ahead here with a three ball. Fowler has got it in three-point territory out here. About 25 feet away from the basket. Comes across the top to Brown. Now to Fowler again. Entry passing it inside to Overmiller. He's double-teamed. Kicks it back out to Kierkegaard. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Down in the corner to Matt Brown. Matt Brown gets it out to Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard comes across the top to Fowler. We're approaching the four-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Bombs away from the corner. His shot is up there. No good by Overmiller. And the rebound comes down to Grand Island Northwest. Trevor Kraft with the rebound. Hands it away in backcourt to Larson. Now to Kraft. Kraft gets the ball ahead to Bachman down in the corner. Picked up by Fowler. Adams Central down by 2 points here. On the right side, Larson takes it down to the baseline. His short jumper, no good. Rebound Fowler. Jake runs her back the other way. Three on four. Fowler takes the ball to the baseline. His pass in the lane is going to be intercepted, but we have got a foul down here. Fowler was left up in no man's territory there as he has left his feet, just threw the ball into the lane, and the foul is going to be called on Bachman. That's going to be his third. Patriots fortunate here to get the ball back. 3 minutes and 52 seconds to play in regulation, 37-35, Northwest with a two-point lead. Adams Central with the ball. Kierkegaard goes inside to Overmiller. Shot no good. And now we got a foul call on the rebound. Overmiller had it just to the right of the basket. His shot goes over the rim. And we got a foul called on the weak side here. And it's going to go on Grand Island Northwest. That's going to be their sixth team foul here in the second half. Where's the seventh? Going to the free throw line is going to be Brown. Personal foul is whistled on Kraft. That's going to be his third. So going to the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Mark Brown. He eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. The shot is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Trevor Kraft of Grand Island Northwest. So it's still a two-point ball game. 37-35 with 3:40 to play in regulation. Bachman has got the ball. And now we got a timeout called here from Northwest. Grand Island Northwest will call a timeout. 3:36 to play in the fourth quarter. It's Grand Island Northwest 37, Adams Central 35.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
1230 KHAS.
Grand Island Northwest has only one free throw so far here in the fourth quarter. They have not scored a field goal. And we're down to 3 minutes and 36 seconds to play in regulation. Neither team getting a whole lot of possessions here tonight. 37-35. Adams Central undefeated on the season. They have won the first 12 ball games. Grand Island Northwest, they've lost only one game. That was in the championship ball game of the Northwest Holiday Basketball Tournament, losing to a pretty good team in Beatrice. Grand Island Northwest ranked number 7 in Class B. Adams Central ranked number 2 in Class C1. The Patriots find themselves down here. 3 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the basketball game. It's 37-35. Northwest will play things in on the far sideline. Zach Rose will key things in for the Vikings. Throws it into the backcourt. Alex Larson. Larson will bring it into the offensive zone here. Bounce pass to Rose. Deep wing on the right side as the Patriot fans come to their feet on the far side. Larson has got it. Brings it back out to Trevor Kraft. Back to Larson. On the wing on the right side. Bounce pass goes inside to McNellis and leading in, and a foul is going to be called. McNellis got the feed right side of the basket there. He is fouled in a play there by Jesse Ackerman of Adams Central. That's going to be the first foul on Ackerman. Team foul number 3 on the Patriots, so no free throws here. Northwest will play things in from underneath their own basket. There's a shot from the wing on the right side. It's going to be up there. It's good at three-pointer, and he's fouled in the play. Zach Rose nails a three-pointer from the wing on the right side. It goes right down through the hole, and he is fouled in the play. He'll have an additional shot here. Zach Rose now with 17 points in the ballgame. That was a big three with 3:15 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's now a 40-35 ball game. The basket should count. They don't have it up on the board yet, but it should count. The foul is going to go on Ackerman. That's going to be his second. There they chalk up the points. 40-35. Rose to the free throw line. His shot is up there good. A 4-point play. And it's now a 41-35 ball game with 3 minutes and 15 seconds left in regulation. Patriots are down by 6 points. Here's Fowler with the ball. Fowler goes to Overmiller. Overmiller takes it to the free throw line, spins there. Now he's trapped in the lane. Overmiller bounce pass right side. It's going to be tipped. And it's going to be taken down by Kraft. He has the ball knocked loose. It's picked up here by Larson. Turnover number 11 on Adams Central. Larson gets it out here. Here's a shot for three. Good. Casey Dahlcutter nails a three ball there for Northwest from the top of the key. He's got 5 points. Northwest has opened up a 44-35 lead. And now a timeout from Zach Foster. So a 4-point play by Rose. Dahlcutter comes down and nails a 3-pointer from the top of the key for Northwest. And bam, just like that, the Vikings have a 9-point lead over Adams Central. We'll take a break. 2:45 to play in regulation. The score, Northwest 44, Adams Central 35.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through
Saturday.
Whether
you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Patriots gym. Now Adams Central with a lot of work to do here in the final 2 minutes and 45 seconds. A four-point play by Zach Rose, and then a three ball in next possession by Dahlcutter. And just like that, the Adams Central Patriots find themselves trailing now by a score of 44-35 with 2 minutes and 45 seconds to play in regulation. AC will inbound the ball. Kierkegaard gets it out to Jake Fowler. And Fowler will bring it up. There's a pass on the right side. It's going to be intercepted by Larson, and a foul is going to be called. Overmiller trying to poke the ball away after Larson stole the pass. Turnover number 12 on Adams Central. The Patriots getting a little careless with the basketball here the past couple of minutes. That's only team foul number 5 on Adams Central, so no free throws here. The Patriots will stay here on defense. Northwest will play it in off of the far side. Rose gets it to Larson. Larson here on the right wing. Larson, jump pass out here. The Waters moves it over on the left side. A three-pointer is thrown up there. An air ball, no good by Rose. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Kierkegaard has got the ball. Kierkegaard runs her back the other way. Now to Fowler. Fowler out here in three-point territory. 2:20 to play. Northwest with a 44-35 lead. Fowler gets the ball now to Tyler Kierkegaard. To Overmiller for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Kraft. Trevor Kraft with the ball. Kraft hands it away now to Larson. The stop signs come up down here from the Northwest bench. They're not going to be in any hurry to throw up a shot. There's a pass that's going to be deflected out of bounds. So we're down to 2 minutes and 2 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Northwest has got a 44-35 lead. It was 36-30 after three quarters in favor of Northwest. The Vikings led at halftime 28-23. It's been a tight basketball game. This is a 9-point lead right now. It matches the biggest lead of the ball game for Northwest. And now Northwest is dribbling with the ball, and before they get a 10-second violation in backcourt, Ryan Rathke uses about 9 seconds away from the officials there, and he calls a timeout here. So it's down to 1:53 to play. We got a timeout. Northwest will take a break. The Vikings 44, Adams Central 35.
Hastings College basketball coverage continues this week on 1230 KHAS.
The Hastings College basketball teams return home on Sunday afternoon to face Dakota Wesleyan. The Tigers beat the Bronco women 75-53 earlier this year at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. They beat the Bronco men 91-79. I'm Mike Rowe on the play-by-play. Coverage begins Sunday afternoon at 1:45 on 1230 KHAS.
It's Hastings College basketball on your home for Bronco sports, 1230 KHAS.
1230 KHAS.
Earlier tonight, the Northwest girls beat Adams Central by the score of 68-36. Adams Central is now 5-8 on the season. They'll play at Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night. McCook beat the Hastings High girls tonight by a score of 62-35. The Tigers are now 0-11. They will play at Grand Island Northwest next Friday. A minute and 53 seconds to play here in this one. Northwest boys out on top of Adams Central. On a score of 44-35, the Patriots now attacking in backcourt, and a foul is going to be called. Northwest got the ball in as they got it to Alex Larson. Larson is fouled in the play here by Matt Brown. That's going to be his fourth foul. Going to the free throw line is going to be Larson. He's got 2 points in the ball game, a field goal here in the second half. Larson is 75% foul shooter, 1-1. Larson shot is up there. It's going to be good. He'll get one more. And now the Vikings have a 10-point lead over Adams Central. It's 45-35. Derek Shuck into the ballgame now for Adams Central, replacing Ackerman. Alex Larson will have one more. A 10-point lead for the Vikings. Larson's next shot. He takes his time here, eyes the bucket, releases the ball. It's up there and in. Larson nails a pair of free throws, and Grand Island Northwest is out on top of Adams Central now, 46-35. They've outscored Adams Central here in the quarter, 10-5. Minute and 45 seconds to play as Adams Central brings the ball back. Here's Fowler across the midcourt stripe. He stops, comes over here on the near side to Overmiller, nearly lost it out of bounds, gets it back to Fowler. just to the right of the lane. Back out to Overmiller. He drives the ball, spins left side of the lane, puts it up in the paint. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out and is picked up here by Waters. Alec Waters has got the ball for Northwest. The ball nearly poked away by Overmiller. Waters gets the ball to Bachman. Now down in the corner to Rose. Rose jump pass out on top again to Waters. Near sideline now to Larson. He drives it and circles back around out here in three-point territory. The ball poked away by Fowler, but he picks up the personal foul. Fowler picks up his second personal. And now with a minute and 13 seconds to play, Northwest going to have some more free throws coming up here. 46-35. The Patriots down by 11 points here in the fourth quarter. Alex Larson goes to the free throw line. He's got 4 points in the ball game. He hit a couple of free throws just a minute ago. Larson eyes the bucket. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. He'll get the bonus now. That was the 18th foul on Adams Central here in the second half. 47-35. Vikings out on top. Alex Larson will have another shot here. It's in the air. That one is good. Larson, 4-4 on free throws here in the past couple of minutes. It's now 48-35. The Patriots down by 13 points. Fowler down the right sideline. Gets it out to Overmiller across the top. Here's Shuck with the ball. Bounce pass comes inside. Knocked away from Brown. Picked up here on the near sideline by Kierkegaard. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Larson. Alex Larson with the ball again here in backcourt. Bounce pass goes to the far sideline to Bachman. Across the 10-second line to Kraft into the forecourt now. They get it over there to Waters. They're trying to play keep away from the Patriots now. Down on the baseline is Rose. He drives it. His pass can be deflected out of bounds. Rose could have went for the shot there easily for Northwest, but well, it went some clock, and Adams Central knocks the ball out of bounds with 43.6 seconds to play. It is 48-35. The Patriots down by 13 points here in the ball game. Northwest will play things in. Waters on the wing on the left side looking to penetrate. Waters gets away, takes it down to the baseline. He's knocked down there, and a foul is going to be called on Matt Brown. And that's going to be number 5 on Matt Brown. So he fouls out of the ball game now with 36 seconds remaining. Brown leads with 9 points. He did not score in the second half of play. End of the ball game now will be Mark Brown. That's going to be team foul number 9 on the Patriots. And going to the free throw line for the 1-1 will be Alec Waters. So Northwest has got the lead 48-35. Alec Waters to the free throw line. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. That's going to be no good. Rebound Adams Central. Overmiller has got it. Now to Fowler as he hustles into the forecourt. Fowler to the free throw line. Puts up a shot. It's good. Jake Fowler scores. He has now got 12 points in the ball game and a timeout Adams Central. 27 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Northwest 48. Adams Central 37.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
So that last field goal by Jake Fowler was the first the Patriots had in the fourth quarter in 4.5 minutes. They went 4.5 minutes without scoring until Fowler hit that jumper on that last possession. Patriots also had a drought in the second quarter of play where they went 5 minutes without hitting a field goal. They had one free throw in there. They went 5 minutes without hitting a field goal in the second quarter. So some long scoring droughts here for the Patriots in this basketball game. And right now they find themselves down by 11 points at 48-37. Northwest will play things in on the far sideline. Waters gets away, hustles into the forecourt, takes the ball all the way to the basket. His shot is up there, no good. Tip try, good. Alex Larson right there for the Vikings. He's got 8 points in the ball game. It's now 50-37. Here's Fowler, bombs away from three. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound Larson now with 9 seconds. And that's going to be the ball game as Larson's going to dribble the ball here in backcourt. And Grand Island Northwest is going to give Adams Central their first loss of the season here tonight as this ball game comes to an end. Grand Island Northwest beats Adams Central tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score of 50-37. The Grand Island Northwest, they will go to 12 wins and one loss on the season. The Vikings will be back at home to take on Hastings High next Friday night up at Rosencrantz Gym. The Adams Central Patriots, they go to 12 wins and one loss. And the Patriots will play at Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night. The Grand Island Northwest, they knock off Adams Central, giving the Patriots their first loss of the season. Final score tonight, Grand Island Northwest 50, Adams Central 37. Back with a recap after this.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this five-star designation and work hard to maintain it. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Hastings College basketball coverage continues this week on 1230 KHAS.
The Hastings College basketball teams return home on Sunday afternoon to face Dakota Wesleyan. The Tigers beat the Bronco women 75-53 earlier this year at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. They beat the Bronco men 91-79. I'm Mike Rowe on the play-by-play. Coverage begins Sunday afternoon at 1:45 on 1230 KHAS.
It's Hastings College basketball on your home for Bronco sports, 1230 KHAS.
1230 KHAS.
The Patriots gym here tonight, the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. Give the Adams Central Patriots their first loss of the season here tonight as Northwest wins it by a score of 50-37. Adams Central got outscored in the fourth and final quarter, 14-7. As the Vikings roll to the victory here tonight, this is a tight basketball game most of the way. Northwest had a 14-9 lead after the first quarter. In the second period, Adams Central had a tough time attacking the 3-2 zone defense. They went 5 minutes without hitting a field goal. Northwest opened up a 7-point lead at 25-18. Adams Central got it within 5 points at the end of the first half at 28-23. 36-30 at the end of three quarters of play, and then Adams Central went 4.5 minutes without scoring in the fourth quarter as Northwest opened up a good-sized lead at 44-35 after Zach Rose hit a 4-point play in three-point territory. He knocked down a three, and then he hit the field goal as he was fouled. A couple of possessions later, Casey Dahlcutter comes down and nails a three-pointer. So in just a couple of possessions, Northwest clicked for 7 straight points, and that was pretty much the ball game as they opened up a 9-point lead at that time, 44-35, with 2:45 remaining. And the Patriots go on to drop this one tonight by a score of 50-37. Zach Rose was a star tonight for the Vikings of Northwest. He comes up with 18 points in the ball game, hit for 3 three-pointers in the first half of play, and also connected on a three-pointer in the second half. He was also 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Zach Rose finishes with 18 points, the only player in double figures tonight for the Vikings. Their other scorers, Alex Larson had 8 points. Alec Waters had 8 points tonight. 5 for Casey Dahlcutter. Also 5 points for Derek McNellis. And 3 points for Kyle Bachman. 3 points for Trevor Kraft. Northwest hitting 11 out of 14 from the free throw line tonight. Adams Central, they were 7 out of 12 from the line. They were led tonight by Jake Fowler as he ends up with 12 points in the ball game. He was the only man to click in double figures tonight for the Patriots. Blake Overmiller had 9 points. Matt Brown had 9. He fouled out with 36 seconds to play. The other scores for Adams Central, Tyler Kierkegaard had 3. Mark Brown had 2. Jesse Ackerman had 2. Adams Central drops it tonight to Grand Island Northwest, 50-37. The Patriots now 12-1 on the season. Grand Island Northwest improves to 12-1. Now stay tuned. Coming up next, we've got the player of the game and then our coach's post-game show. As high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information. This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Patriots, Jim, this is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Again, in the first one, Adams Central's girls losing to Grand Island Northwest tonight by a score of 68-36. Jackie Fowler led the way for Adams Central tonight as she scores 8 points in the ball game. Not a whole lot of offense, as you might expect here in this one. Anna Queen came through with 7 points. Josie Bumgardner and Kaylee Rader had 5 points apiece. In the boys' contest, it was Adams Central losing to Grand Island Northwest by a score of 50-37. Jake Fowler scores 12 points for Adams Central. Blake Obermiller had 9 points in the ball game. Matt Brown had 9 points, but before he fouled out with 36 seconds to play. We'll come back and name our players of the game for the doubleheader right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our player of the game for the Adams Central girls basketball team tonight is going to be Jackie Fowler. She led the Patriots in scoring here tonight. She knocks down a three-pointer, had a couple of two-point field goals, and she was one out of one from the free throw line. Jackie Fowler scores 8 points in the ball game, 5 in the first half, 3 more in the second half as the Patriots go down to defeat tonight to Grand Island Northwest in the first game, 68-36. And for the Adams Central boys, we'll go with the leading scorer in this one, Jake Fowler. Fowler, he scores 12 points in the ball game here tonight. He had 2 3-point field goals, 2 2-point field goals, and he was 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Fowler scoring 5 points in the first half, 7 more in the second half. But Adams Central drops one here tonight to the Vikings of Northwest by the score of 50-37. It's a Fowler sweep here tonight. As a Jackie Fowler wins the player of the game for the Adams Central girls, Jake Fowler for the boys, as Adams Central drops a couple of ball games here tonight to the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. Stick around. The coaches' postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Call 402-462-9190. Stay tuned. More postgame coverage is coming up on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Our post-game coverage continues with nothing but net. Now, let's go back to the court for the coaches' post-game show.
All right, back here at the Patriots gym, Adams Central drops one here tonight to Grand Island Northwest by a score of 50-37. As Zach Foster, head coach for Adams Central, joins us on the post-game show. And, Coach, I have an interesting ball game here tonight. Feelings on the game?
Well, you know, I'm proud of our kids because we talked about in pregame it was going to be a game of runs. And that, you know, there was some ebb and flow to the game where they'd make a run and we'd kind of answer and come back and then they'd make another run. And, you know, Coach Rasky, I really thought the name of the game, very simple, is about 40 seconds there in the fourth quarter where it goes from 2 to 9 on two possessions. You know, and so you, first of all, you tip your hat to them. They made shots. I think Rose had like 13 of the first 17. We didn't do a very good job of guarding him. But, again, a couple times we did, and he still hit them. So you credit them. They made shots. And then, again, it was a two-possession breakdown defensively, and that's it. That's what happens when you play good teams.
Yeah, he had a four-point play in there. And then the very next possession, they knocked down a tray right there, and that was pretty much the ball game in the fourth quarter. You guys had long, long scoring droughts tonight where you went five minutes plus in the second quarter without hitting a field goal. He went 4.5 minutes without scoring in the fourth quarter. Just had a tough time attacking the Northwest defense.
Well, Coach Rasky did a good job. Every time that we would try to run anything, any kind of set, they would switch out of their man, go matchup zone, try to keep us on the perimeter. He's ran his matchup for as long as I've known him when he's at Centura. It's a good defense, and it was a good plan by those guys. Kind of took us out of what we wanted to do. We couldn't get the ball inside. We couldn't drive it because of their zone. We would try to adjust, and at times we had success against it, but you know, I guess you give credit to those guys and their defensive plan. Their coaches did a good job, and their players did a good job executing.
Well, when he first flashed that in the second quarter, you guys just looked confused offensively. The plan was trying to get the ball inside, I assume?
Well, yeah, but again, I mean, why did they play zone? They play zone because they don't want us to drive, and they don't want us to get the ball inside. So that's what they're trying to do. And the only way you're going to beat that is to hit some perimeter shots, and we didn't hit enough of those. You know, it's easy to say, well, let's get the ball inside, but when they're playing that zone, the whole idea is to keep the ball out of the middle, so it's kind of hard to do that.
Pace of the game was really never in your favor tonight, was it?
No, not really. You know, and as good as they are, I mean, we didn't know if we could do our 1-2 trap very often, and we had a couple of turnovers we caused out of it, but they, you know, they hurt us a couple times too in it, and especially when early in the game they were shooting the ball so well from the perimeter, we were scared to do it because we figured, when you do that, what are you going to give up? You're going to give up transition threes. You're going to give up corner threes. And when Rose was going off early like that, I think that kind of inhibited us from doing what we wanted to.
And they end up shooting, 57% for the ball game, 50% from three-point territory, 79% from the free throw line. Those are tough numbers to match up with.
Yeah, and we told our kids we were proud of them for their effort. We thought they competed. We thought they answered when they were challenged. But it's very simple. We had too many turnovers, and they shot a good clip from the floor. And that was in those two possessions back-to-back where at 37-35, I still felt pretty good about it, obviously. We had a couple possessions to either tie or take the lead, I thought, when it's at 37-35 and didn't do it. And then again, you know, bang, bang, those two plays, and that just changed the complexion of the game completely where it really wasn't a 13-point game because then we had to trap, then we had to foul, and they made their free throws, and that's that.
Adams Central loses for the first time this season. Now you got to worry about how the kids are going to come back and react because you got another game tomorrow.
Oh, I'm not worried at all with our kids. They understand. They're championship kids, and we talk about all the time that, you know, they've been through a lot with our football program and our tennis kids. And our kids, you know, are competitors, and they'll be ready for tomorrow. They know it's a conference game against a very good team. And so based on the kids I have, I'm not near as worried as I probably would be in some years.
Okay, we'll catch you again.
Thank you.
Yep, Zach Foster, the head coach for Adams Central. Again, the Patriots dropping one here tonight to the Northwest Vikings by a score of 50-37. We'll take our final break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Get you some final numbers in the ball game. Adams Central ended up shooting 14 out of 41 from the field tonight for 34%. Grand Island Northwest was 17 out of 30 for 57%. Three-pointers tonight, the Patriots were 4 out of 12 for 33%. Grand Island Northwest was 7 out of 14 for 50%. For the free throw line, Adams Central hit 7 out of 12 for 58%. Free throws for Grand Island Northwest, 11 out of 14 for 79%. Rebounds, Adams Central actually out-rebounded the Vikings 24-16. They held a 10-1 advantage on the offensive glass. Patriots had 12 turnovers in the ball game tonight, 13 for Grand Island Northwest. Adams Central had 6 steals compared to 9 for the Vikings. one block shot for Adams Central, three block shots for Grand Island Northwest. So a good regular season matchup here tonight. It ends up a 13-point win for Grand Island Northwest at 50-37. The Vikings are now 12-1 in the season. They will face Hastings High coming up next Friday night up at the Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island. Meanwhile, the Adams Central basketball team, they dropped to 12 wins and one loss. They will face the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals tomorrow night in Donovan. And in the first ball game, it was Adams Central losing to Grand Island Northwest in the girls' game 68-36. And again, in the boys' contest, Adams Central loses to Grand Island Northwest by the score of 50-37. My statistician, Gene Shaw, my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show, Nothing But Net. Catch the excitement of high school sports all season long on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. High school basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.